You're listening to a Halfway Network podcast.
I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter.
Guess what number this is, everyone? Do you know what number this would be?
69.
Michigan Austin definitely would know because he listened to every single one.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not going to guess
because then everybody's going to guess my number.
Is it the big 150?
No, not yet.
Oh, darn.
Dang,
what's so special about this? Surprise, there's nothing special.
Yeah. 145.
He got us.
145. Gotcha.
Good job, Mark. Tricked us all.
Oops. I don't want it to show that. Anyway, what did we
Dave's
do
with us in
this
spirit.
Week?
Yes. I mean, hopefully, his spirit didn't leave his body or anything.
Well, yeah. He was responding in Discord, so.
Yeah, he's not dead.
That is,
not dead yet.
He's safe and sound and just didn't want to talk to
his
us.
His spirit has access to Discord, okay?
Wow.
Just chilling.
Via his mobile cell phone.
Yeah, wow, exactly.
Does he have a premium subscription to
He has to play Nitro, yep. $14.99 a month for the rest of his life.
Do people spend that?
I think...
Yes, I have Nitro.
I didn't want to call him out, but I'm fairly certain.
Because remember, his hashtag number is 0001 or
something.
Yeah,
some
he
was allowed to set that.
As if someone had taken the name Knock Knock.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a similar week, few days that Dave had, wherein Dave is not here because he feels bad from his vaccine. And so did I.
Isn't it supposed to be worse for people who've had COVID before?
I've heard so many things from so many people.
Only anecdotal stories at this point. Nobody, no actual data.
Right.
Yeah, because I had COVID and I didn't have any major reactions.
What kind did you get?
What kind did I get? Moderna? Moderna.
Nice. Yeah.
Moderna.
Lori got the Pfizer.
I feel so like the Pfizer is like the name brand and the Moderna is like the cheap off brand.
The great value brand. The great value. Great value vaccine.
Yeah, it just seems like a third party name, you know?
I agree in the sense that it definitely isn't a company I'd heard about until this point. But I also think isn't Pfizer famous for Viagra?
Yes, I believe so.
So, I don't know. Who would I rather? Some no-name company who's been doing, a bunch of development on really cool stuff in the background or erection company?
Oh, I don't know.
If you could get a tooth.
I mean, I'll be honest. If the vaccine really gave me, if it was this.
I guess you can say that's a hard sell. Sugar daddy, help me. Help me, sugar daddy.
I wonder.
There we go.
Yeah, I wonder how many additional people, hardcore conservatives who have been against the vaccine, would get it if Pfizer put a little Viagra in every single dose.
I don't know. It got really quiet at that point.
It did. Wait, are we ready?
Everybody's texting. Secretly about you behind your back.
That's
in a separate chat.
I'm not used to it. It sucks being this popular.
So I had planned to, I don't know why my audio is peaking like that. I had planned to, I gotta turn my mic down. I had planned to get the audio right so that instead of the ready to brew, it said, thank chicky nuggies, but that didn't happen. So,
That's okay. You're busy
ready
editing another podcast.
I am. So that's a thing. Jay busted and or broke something in his hand, one of his hands. So I've been editing I will be editing the next two podcast episodes.
Yikes.
Wow.
Fight Club is tough.
Drunken Arcanauts. This episode brought to you by Drunken Arcanauts.
Ready to brew.
Good. Okay.
Ready to brew.
Mark, you're up first.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. We have three questions.
These are traditionally the easiest ones, so that could be good for me.
It's always random, to be honest. What mobile payment service... Wait, what mobile payment service company? Yeah, that sounds better. What mobile payment service company is adding support for users to buy, store, and sell cryptocurrency?
Oh, rest of his Asta.
Bell.
I don't know. PayPal?
No, Venmo.
No.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's just
no.
Your second one, though.
Oh, I was going to say, is that my only question?
No. You get two more. What company is now battling lawsuits due to their Tread Plus treadmill causing multiple accidents, including one death?
Peloton.
Good job. Look at you go.
Right.
Do you have one of these? Is that what you know?
No, but I did hear that.
Number three, a SpaceX capsule containing four astronauts successfully docked.
Ooh, what? Docking.
With what? Thing.
You're such a sinner, Mark.
It docked with what thing?
I can't really. The name of this thing is all the things I'd want to put in the description, so I can't. It successfully docked with something that's 254 miles into Earth's orbit. Like what?
ISS?
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
That's right.
I couldn't say like what station did it dock with. There's one. You would have got
what
it.
Thing? The
what
moon.
Thing? Good job. 2 out of 3. Okay.
Wait, I have to start the music again. This is so much effort.
You're ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
Ready to brew.
I didn't expect Dr. Phil. I love it.
Not Dr. Phil.
Okay. Iowa, Austin.
No.
Okay. Your first question. What Microsoft communications platform has jumped from 32 million daily users in March of 2020 to a whopping 145 million daily users as of today?
Teams.
Get it?
That's
your
right.
Second one. What video teleconferencing software has released immersive view backgrounds that allow attendees to be viewed in a realistic meeting setting, such as a boardroom or a classroom?
Can you repeat like the first like five words?
What video teleconferencing software or company has released immersive view backgrounds? So like instead of this setting, you could... It does all the processing to affix you to a spot in a boardroom so that when viewers or we were, it would look like we're sitting next to each other.
So Teams rolled out with that a while ago, but I don't think it's what you're talking about. I think it's probably going to be WebEx.
Ooh, close. It was Zoom. I didn't know Teams had that. Look at Microsoft.
Yeah, WebEx just pushed out like a bunch of virtual backgrounds and stuff. Teams actually has had that for a while. You can go into, as long as you have enough participants, you have to have at least 5, I think. And then you can go into like a virtual room.
Pretty neat. And your last question.
Oh, I already faded out the music. One.
What tech company
ready
will be
to brew.
Selling their AirTag starting April 30th as a method of tracking lost items?
Apple.
There you go. Mark, how many do you have on pre-order?
I don't have any yet.
25.
What? Yet.
Anyway, now it's other
Michigan.
Old crinkly Austin's turn.
Dill Austin.
Ready to brew.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Dill Austin, for your first question, what tech guru who has come under scrutiny recently for potential market manipulation will be hosting SNL? Tech guru.
Elon Musk.
There you go. Good job. Your second question. Geographers are warning of what kind of faux satellite imagery commonly used to create bogus videos of people that seem realistic and the future threat this new satellite imagery poses. So this is kind of, it was a tough question. Really.
Deep fake satellite
imagery? There you go. Good job.
That's right.
apparently there's significant concerns about people doing deepfake satellite imagery and putting forest fires in places where they aren't actually having forest fires. So
why? Like why? Like, who the fuck is just like, awful. I'm so bored at home. I don't have anything look, yeah. going on with my life. I'm going to try to convince people that there's a natural disaster happening. What the fuck?
People are weird. Yeah. Your third and final question. What social giant is building its own in-app podcast player?
Wait, could you cut out just for a second there? What social what?
What social media giant is building its own in-app podcast player?
I don't know, but I don't like it. if I had to guess, I would say... Oh God, I don't even know. No. Like Facebook?
There you go. Good job.
Ew, Facebook. What are you doing? Stay in your own goddamn lane, Facebook.
We have a Facebook page that's quite popular, thank you.
What?
Oh, do wow. We?
Popular.
It has I think like 30 likes.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very wow. cutting edge popular. Mm-hmm.
Cutting edge popularity.
Now I will tell you some Reddit tales from tech support. Remember that one time, since he's not here, we can talk bad about him. The Dave was like, oh, we could just read stuff from Tales from Tech Support now that Yahoo Answers is dead.
And we
do already... that every week. Anyway,
yeah,
okay. Nero Bro wrote the story. I haven't actually read all of these all the way through, and by all of these, I mean any of these. Let's see. Today mark. We're That's talking about understanding what a file is, says the person who's never listened to an episode of Helpdesk Nightmares. Faxing is still a thing in the medical industry, and while I agree that faxes are more secure than emails for many reasons, most fax services now have emails on the inbound and outbound side of things, completely defeating the purpose of using a fax. My turnup team's attempting to get a customer up and running with their fax, and while my first criticism is them not testing it themselves, stretching a 10-minute troubleshooting session into 4 days of email back and forth, they did manage to figure out that yes, indeed, their configuration of the fax service for this customer worked. Generally, I don't know when this happens. I'm not in that department, but I share the first name with the manager of that department. Someone decides to misspell the manager's name, and suddenly I'm on the notification list. Now, this is where things get weird. Even after confirming functionality, the customer's faxes were coming back as can't be processed. The first attempts to get the fax resulted in them sending us blank PDFs with headers on them. Cue same sounding name manager calling me, hey, Nero, is an encrypted PDF a PDF? In this case, because the customer is trying to be a good medical company, they're sending encrypted PDFs to the fax server. The fax server doesn't know what an encrypted PDF is beyond being not a PDF it can read, so it tosses it back. Customers losing their mind because it's a PDF. Fax server is going, no, it ain't. My support reps just figure this out 4 days later. Remember, folks, once you encapsulate a file, it's no longer the file you started with, at least to everything else that handles it.
It was an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
And they were trying to do more.
But if you've already encrypted it, then you could just send it via email. Like, you're doing an additional step to fax, which trying to double secure doesn't make any sense.
Medical companies are weird in that, like, they really like to cling on to like archaic forms of communication, like faxing.
Yeah.
It's not just medical.
Right. Well, yeah, I totally agree with that. But medical in this case is definitely a great example of an industry that just does not know how to adapt to the times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
East Foxes wrote this. Today. Let's see. I got a call from user and she complains that her printer stopped working mid-printing and she needs help. I've already checked the network cable. It must be broken. It's flawed. Okay, it's an old cable. It could possibly fail if its screening shield is too flawed. Let me check the network status. Check network connectivity. The link is down. Printer was up just a few minutes ago. Well, maybe the cable really failed. It seems like it's really broken. Your printer's not visible on the network anymore, but just to be sure, is it a white cable with yellow endings? We're using special cables in this building with cable sharing standard. Really bad stuff, but needed. Yes, that's the right cable. I also didn't change anything, but since I thought it's broken, I disconnected the cable from the network outlet in the wall. Sigh, could you please reconnect the cable wiring? You're also not allowed to change anything in there. Please don't do that anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I'll connect it. The printer came up immediately again. Ping worked, so it's not a network problem. I reset the interface just in case and tell the user about it. I installed the printer at my PC and printed a test page. I just told the printer to print a test page. Does anything happen, like the printer warming up, or does the screen or LED start flashing? No, nothing. It doesn't print. The screen says, still, paper jam, please remove. The big bang heard on the telephone must be my head, which slammed against my desk. I breathed calmly and told her what's the situation and how to deal with a paper jam. It came up working after that. She should have thought about that immediately after she told me it stopped mid-printing. Interesting.
Yeah.
Troubleshooting step to just unplug the network cable, which would
when it says
maybe
jammed.
Stop the printing when it's jammed. Very interesting.
Each their own. Yeah, that was that poor person's
VPN success
of dealing with it.
Iowa Austin.
It's just fine. Yeah, no, I just finished.
Nice. Let's see. Here's another one. This one was written by Dave. No, it wasn't. I don't know how to pronounce their name, though, so I'm not going to. An example of a call that I got today. Good morning. I got an email that said you're having a problem scanning to email and faxing, correct? Yeah, the machine saying it isn't allowed to scan this. Now, as a bit of background, when a machine says it isn't allowed to scan something, that means a few things. Either someone's trying to copy slash scan cache at full size and in color, which is, I guess, what turned out to be the case here. That's odd. You should only be getting that error if you're scanning money. I am scanning money. Pause for my two brain cells to catch up with what I just heard. You're scanning money? Yes, I am. I scan checks and cash for accountability. Well, you aren't supposed to scan cash on the copier. It is supposed to give that error. It did it before. Why can't it do it now? It was never supposed to do that. Why not? It did it before. Because it's illegal. This is where they paused to realize that, copying money is probably illegal. I guess that makes sense. Is there anything else I can help you with? Can you make it work the way it did before? It did it before. Why can't the machine do it now? No, ma'am. I cannot set your machine up to scan cash. It is illegal. Click.
I feel like that is such a common occurrence where maybe something wasn't functioning the way it was supposed to. People were taking advantage of it, and then tech, whoever is dealing with it, updates the machine, or they do something that brings it into compliance, and it feels like the world's falling apart for every single user because they can't scan cash.
Scanning cash is so weird.
How many situations have you been in, Cody, where people keep trying to scan cash?
Not scanning cash, but we have a lot of situations, not tech related, where we're making changes to get into compliance, and it's we've always done it this way. Why can't we just do it this way? Yeah. Well, we were doing it wrong. That's why.
We have a scanner at my old job that you can't, because it tries to save it as PDF A or whatever, whichever A or B, whichever one is. It doesn't allow you to scan checks sometimes, especially when they had that foil seal on it. So you might not even be able to copy it, and you might just not be able to save an image of that check because the bank that they use when it's deposited at the bank or in the mobile app does not capture and save an image of that check. So if you don't do it yourself, you'll just never have it again. So that was always fun to deal with.
Yeah.
I just when you scan cash for accountability, yeah. That confuses me. How are you, scanning money get, I just don't understand.
Scan this cash and then I'm going to stuff it in my pocket. What's stopping them from doing that? I physically touched this bill with this serial number. That's exactly what you're not supposed to do. I mean, people freaking out because Cody's thing, going from an old piece of software to a new one where you're going into compliance. We've had multiple occurrences of people having the incorrect access to a system and we upgrade it and then the role permissions change for what role they were in. And they're I used to be able to delete images in our archiving software. You're not going to do that anymore. You're not supposed to do that.
Aminus UK wrote this one. This one's fine. It's not actually help desk. Anyway, I'd been contracting as a data center engineer for about 6 months. It was a Thursday morning and we had to go to the office for our monthly team meeting, so I was there early and waited around for everyone to show up. One of my colleagues turns up. Let's call him Buddy. Hi, Buddy. How was your weekend? I asked. Not good. Why is that? My surround sound audio device is broken. It won't turn on. So why don't you fix it? You're an IT guy. A surround sound system is not a computer. Well, it's like a computer with a small screen but without a keyboard, so you should be able to fix it. It's not a computer, and it's going to cost $400 to replace it. I don't see why you can't fix it. Just get a soldering iron and voltmeter, I said. Wait, this guy is telling him? Okay, anyway. Like, why did you write the story? The boss was at his desk and intrigued by the conversation, so he comes over. Well, if it's that simple, then why don't you fix it, says the boss. Okay then, Buddy, bring it in and I'll have a go. So Buddy brought in the device the next day. I got on the internet and had a search for the device, and it's not there. However, there were similar models with power issues. So I'm pulling out cables and working my way down layer after layer until I finally got to this little ceramic capacitor, take it to the hardware shop, and got a replacement for $3 and soldered it all up, pressed the on button, and it powered up and worked. Monday, I take it back to the office. Hi, Buddy. Here it is all fixed. So that's nice.
That was an incredibly condescending story.
Yeah, but I also don't understand why this is on Tales from Tech Support.
No, it's the complete opposite. Like, the guy is literally bragging that he can do something that he believes someone else should be capable of doing, and I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions with any industry is...
Yeah, the other guy was right.
Because you work on computers, you can obviously, you know, program the computer in my car, or because you're an engineer, I assume you know how to fix cars or...
Drive a train. You know,
yeah, seriously, yep.
Got him.
Good one. Especially, like, in IT, like, yeah, you might know how to fix a computer, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you know how to solder.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people that don't even know how to fix hardware stuff. Like, they're just Windows people, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, like, I could fix basic stuff on a PC, but I'm not an electrician, and I don't understand what a capacitor does, and I have no need to. Mm-hmm. So
no need to
a five ohm resistor or something like that. Like, yeah you need to swap that. It's like,
yep.
Like, I can swap so out confusing. A RAM stick. I can swap out a ribbon cable. I can do like the basic stuff. You tell me that a trace is bad on a board. I'm like, hey, you're on your own, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, this guy shouldn't have been a dick. It is a little easier to deal with sound stuff. I've worked on that in the past, but also like if that's not your, just because you work in IT doesn't mean that you can deal with your surround sound system. They're not the same parts.
No.
Yeah. Stop being so elitist. Stop being an elitist tech supporter.
Yeah. So those are our Reddit stories. Shout out to Dave, Tales from Tech Support. As we have done for 145 episodes. Remember in the early days, Cody, when we did like 10?
Oh, you remember when it used to take 4 hours to record because you wanted everyone else to read and we're very poor readers?
Yeah, I remember
that.
It
would take 30 minutes to read, you know, a 2-page story. Yeah. And then you'd be like, just give it to me.
I'd be like, okay, I'll read this one, I guess.
Yeah.
Good times.
We would always laugh. Good times.
We would laugh and laugh at how poor yours and Jen's reading skills were.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, I think
Mark just like skims it and like fucks up words, but just keeps going.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, I think.
Let's see those dank chicky nuggies.
You're far superior. This is, we talk about this a lot, that we can't compare your performance to any other human beings with this stuff. It doesn't make sense. You're not the standard.
Reading is fundamental.
Breaking news.
Let's see those dank chicky nuggies. Let's see them.
So, April... Oh, I did not blank out the year on this one. I could have read that out loud. Okay. April 27th of what year, Xerox introduces the Xerox 8010 Star Information System, the first commercial system utilizing a computer mouse, among other now commonplace technologies. The 8010 was geared toward business and was not a commercial success. Therefore, the mouse remained in relative obscurity until the Apple Lisa, but more prominently, the Apple Macintosh brought the mouse into the mainstream. But April 27th of what year, the commercial computer mouse was introduced?
I want everyone else to go first, please, because I don't even know where to start. Like 17, 18,
17, 1900s.
I mean, I legit have no idea. Like, 1981 or two, like the Apple, like Macintosh came out, right? And I think that had a mouse, but you're talking commercial. Like that could have been like 20 years before, or it could be two. Like there's no way to guess.
I'm going to say 1969.
There is a way to guess, which is by saying a number.
Yeah. Well, 1971.
Rude.
Oh, got him.
I'll go 62.
Ooh.
I'll go a little bit farther back just to catch it.
One of you had said the exact correct number, but then went much earlier, which was 1981.
Wow.
So, looks like I won this one.
Yeah, look at that, huh? Shucks.
I don't know if the music will last the song.
It stinks
so let's
winning
over.
All the time.
Yeah. April 25th of what year? Something That's Dead to Me begins advertising its web-based search engine on national television, featuring the tagline "Do You Yahoo." The ads first aired during Late Night with David Letterman, Saturday Night Live, and Star Trek. This was a very early example of the internet entering into the mainstream. April 25th of what year did Yahoo start advertising on TV? It's dead to me because they're shutting down Yahoo Answers.
I thought there was an application or website called It's Dead to Me. I was really trying to think. I'm going to say 1999.
95.
Good guess. Good guess.
Which one came first, Google or Yahoo?
Oh, good point.
I really don't know. Maybe 93? Did someone say 93 yet?
I said 95. You're good.
I'll go 93.
Are we all over, Mark?
The correct answer is 1996.
Oh, oh my gosh.
So he's
too good at this.
And then we have one more. We've done this one before, but that doesn't seem to matter because I could have done the ones that we did last week and everyone would still get them wrong.
Breaking chicky nuggies.
April 23rd of what year the first video uploaded to YouTube, Meet Me at the Zoo, is posted on April 23rd of Year Redacted at 8:27 p.m. by co-founder Jawed Karim. For now, being a piece of history, the video is actually pretty dumb. As of April 23rd, 2021, it's been viewed 162 million times. Note to future entrepreneurs, this person wrote, what you do may be for posterity. Choose wisely. April 23rd of what year the first video is uploaded to YouTube?
2003. Oh.
1999.
We have 2003, 2004, and 1999. The correct answer is 2005.
Oh no! My God.
Anywhere between 04 and 06. That cool.
Technically correct.
You know, if you go and look at a lot of the like the top YouTubers now, like most of their accounts are created in like the 2006 year, around about. Like sometimes it's, you know, a year before, a year after, but the old school ones are all in the same like year ish.
Here's Austin from Iowa's favorite part. Favorite new part of Help Desk Nightmares.
Maybe you should go first.
I'll try to give him the easiest one so Michigaustin can have this one. It's not that hard. They're never that hard. Okay, so your limerick, Michigaustin, old crinkly Austin, as we also call him, is this. You might drive to the store in the cold. You could bike if you're feeling quite bold. If it takes too much space stored inside of your place, an electric bike's here, you can... You're not going to make me say bold? It again, are you? What did you say?
That's a great question. Or great guess.
What was it?
That's not it.
Hold?
No.
That was really, really good, though.
Anyone else want to steal?
Fold?
Fold.
But, I mean, technically... technically you can hold it when it's
you can
Brompton. I would argue that I actually had it right.
Yep, but that's not how not guessing limericks works. Brompton Electric has been making folding bikes for over 45 years, but recently entered the electric bike space. They've got an e-bike standard 6-speed model that comes in black and Turkish green and costs nearly $4,000.
The best thing is
you can fold it.
$4,000 for an electric bike is like 2,000. That's on that expensive end. It's usually about 2,000 for a brand new one.
It fits in a closet. The trunk of a car weighs only 30 pounds and has small wheels on the bottom so you can push or pull it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you could hold it, but that was not the correct limerick answer.
That wasn't the word that I decided it was going to be.
Iowa Austin. Here's your limerick. For some of us, this might seem rash for the world to be making this dash. We might soon find it funny we once bought things with money when we no longer purchase with...
Thank God, cash.
I'll always give you the easiest one from now on. Coin shortages, curbside operations, and contactless transactions during the pandemic, especially how consumers pay for their purchases, has been completely transformed, and experts expect that to continue and expand. Merchants who already had buy online, pick up in store channels before COVID-19 saw a 70% increase by volume and 58% increase by value this year with cashless purchases.
Wow.
It's been rough to see the retailers who never had anything and did not do very well trying to build something up in the pandemic.
I'm just waiting for people to start accepting Dogecoin and then...
isn't there a place that's supposed to like start accepting Dogecoin?
McDonald's.
Like, didn't GameStop say that they were going to try doing that?
That would be perfect.
Now that they have a lot really of cushion.
Like, things need to come together and just be like, yes... embrace us.
Ultra meme. This isn't even our final form. It's like what's that stupid Dragon Ball thing where they go like
oh.
Where they put their fingers together.
Yeah
and just like the
one like, yeah. Super Saiyan. They're both Super Saiyans. They go dink and then it's a combined version of both of them.
Yeah, thank you for validating the fact, like, thank you for helping me not be the single nerd here.
Speaking of Dragon Ball Z, Cody, here is your limerick. Disclaimer.
Something tells me it's not going to have anything to do with Dragon Ball Z.
It's not about Dragon Ball Z.
Or is this actually...
Yeah, seriously. Okay. And this video today is sponsored by...
Linus Tech Tips. Okay. Here you go, Cody. Private data we never want aired. Android usually keeps us prepared. But it seems in the past, while no users were asked, COVID-19 info has been... You look so bewildered. That's my favorite part of limericks.
Wait, COVID-19 data. I read this article on The Verge. It has not been spared.
Correct, but that's not the phrase.
Gosh darn it. It has been
aired. Or was that the first rhyme?
I think that was the first word.
That was the first.
Okay, so we're all struggling with this, Mark.
Could you repeat it?
Steel moment. I think I might have.
Could you repeat it, please?
Sure. The whole limerick. All right. Private data.
Yeah.
Private data we never want
aired.
We're
blasting through this podcast, Mark.
Yeah.
Last time it was 75 minutes.
That's because usually you guys talk about video games for 45 minutes and ruin my life. Okay.
Sorry, what's it like having friends, Mark?
I wouldn't know. Private data we never want aired. Android usually keeps us prepared. But it seems in the past, while no users were asked, COVID-19 info has been...
shared.
Shared.
Wow. That was the longest part of this Help Desk Nightmares episode. The Android version of the COVID-19 exposure notification app had a privacy flaw that let other pre-installed apps potentially see sensitive data, including if someone had been in contact with someone who's tested positive for COVID-19. It's something Apple and Google had repeatedly promised could not and would not happen. The notification app data is stored in privileged system memory where most software can't get to it, but pre-installed apps like the manufacturers put on get special system privileges that would let them access those logs, putting sensitive contact tracing data at risk, which is no bueno.
I love that. I love when tech companies are like, no way, 100% guaranteed, no way. What? Oh, actually, there's a way. But only it's like, just be honest. Like, why don't you just be honest, tech companies? Why you gotta be so shady?
Well,
just be like, yeah, there's a way that this could happen. We're gonna be honest and upfront about this with you. But no, we're gonna be weird and cagey about the truth.
I mean, everybody does it. By example, like Google blocked like the capture of MAC addresses like for the device like 2 years ago, and there's still companies that are like stepping around Google to get it because that's like a device's unique ID, and that's the only way to tie somebody to a device so that they can sell ads. I mean, TikTok's like, they got in super hot water for that.
Yeah, I gotta say though, I do love a targeted ad.
Like, not this.
I know,
but no. Only if it's in the right category, because like I watch like a lot of random stuff, and if I see an ad for something just idiotic and stupid, I'm like, really? This is what you guys are buying from TikTok? Is to give me these ads? Like, great job.
Well, most of the times my ads are like Prime. I'm like, TikTok? I'll do that. It's a lot of Kickstarter recommendations, honestly.
Huh.
Yeah, I get a
squid carrot cartoon.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Things.
TikTok
is all the time. It's for squid porn. I really love squid porn. It's all Kickstarter squid furry video game accoutrements. No. I think recently there was a tarot deck that I backed, and then before that there was like a couple board games that I backed that weren't squid or porn related.
Have you had luck with Kickstarter or anyone here? Because I am terrified.
Yeah, I've had a lot of luck. I have had, so I've backed probably about 20 things at this point. I've been backing for about a decade, and I have received a product every single time. Good. And I've only had I've only had two bad experiences. One is with this stupid like wallet that I bought that was supposed to be like eco-friendly. It was just an impulse buy.
Eco-friendly wallet.
It was just a ripoff from.
It was just no. The issue is that like with Kickstarter, that company still has access to the project that closed about 8 years ago. So they keep sending me emails being like, buy our new products. And I'm like, the one product that I bought from you was a piece of shit. Why do I want to buy more?
Was it literally that's their natural wallet? It's just a piece of poop.
Yeah, that was it. It was just like secure, safe.
Yep. Manure compressed.
Gross.
Yeah, no. And then another one was a video game that I backed, and they were just like, yeah, we're projected to get this video game done in the next 2 years. And then I waited 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
But I got the video game. So, I mean, but again, like I've, let's, let me,
is
let
it
me
that
check
horrible
what my Kickstarter
Root video
like.
Game?
Is
because
video game Star Citizen?
Excuse me. No, it wasn't Star Citizen. I heard a lot of issues about Star Citizen. No, it was Children of Morta.
That was a really good game.
It's a good game, but like, I wish that I didn't have to wait 8 years for it. Especially since like I had the option to get into the beta and I chose not to. And I would have gotten into the beta if I had known that it was going to take 8 years. 1 second, let me get into my Kickstarter and let you know exactly how many things I backed.
I have backed 0 because I don't trust things for that particular reason. Like either they take forever, or like, again, this is watching experiences happen like on YouTube and Reddit and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or the product gets there and it's shit, or it just never happens. They take the money and they just run with it.
Yeah, right. I've never had it not work out. I've never gotten just ripped off like that.
I've only backed one thing, and it was like a local, like a friend was doing something.
Oh, 28. I've backed 28 things.
Dang. Must be nice.
Yeah. Oh, and one. So, okay. One was awesome. It was $50 for a lifetime membership to this online retailer called Public Goods that sells like really good products, and I don't have to pay for a subscription to like buy their shit, which is really nice.
Welcome back to Kickstarter chat.
I was just gonna say, I'm waiting for Mark to just log off and just shut down the podcast.
Yeah, forever.
All right. Well, you knew when you invited me on here that I am inane incarnate. So
I'm pretty sure that Cody demanded you be on here in to perpetuity.
No, Mark. Believe it or not, you like me.
I just mean like Cody roped you in and said you're on it from now on.
Oh yeah,
but I think it was in jest. It's not that I was like, no, oh, he's obligated.
There was something else that happened. Oh right, it was because Mark had tried out Valheim for a couple of hours,
and then
you guys invited me on here, and Root, and then I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to join your podcast, guys. And then Cody was just like, I don't know, Mark's stepping out of his bubble, and I'm like, oh gosh, I guess nice. I need to reciprocate this in a friendship way.
Yeah. So now we talk.
Kind of funny about video games. Like Dave joined and then he stayed, and I think he was only supposed to be on for like an episode.
Yeah, and now his voice is the intro and outro.
And then, yeah, he recorded the outro. I was only supposed to be on once because of Patreon, rest in peace.
Yeah,
and then like a couple of weeks later, they're like, "Hey, you guys wanna join again?"
Well, we did have. I think we had a couple additional people. We had another help desk podcast guy. Join us, I think. Oh, yeah. Once.
Maybe.
It like sounds familiar. Steve.
Oh, Miles.
Joe. Miles.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well. He's probably like a gazillionaire now, has the top tech podcast.
You hope he's doing well. We wish you well, Help Desk Miles.
I mean, we didn't. I never
heard from him again.
Being that Austin, both Austins are like, yeah, basically, you know, came on once and it became a lifetime career. Miles, he came on once, and I don't know if you ever reached out to him again. So
he was gonna do his own. Away. Like Dave was gonna do his own podcast, and he never did. Much like Chubby People Eating Cheese, and then Miles, I guess, did 7 episodes and never did one again 2 years ago.
Wow, 7 episodes of Chubby People Eating Cheese.
Maybe I haven't listened.
Surprisingly, only 7 episodes of Help Desk Miles.
Yeah.
So, R.I.P. He has not uploaded since February of 2019.
Oh no! I think the pandemic last time we hit hard with him.
A year early.
Not funny.
It hit a year early.
He could have died from COVID.
Yeah, that's could true.
Be. Right. That is not funny. And now I'm only laughing because it's awkward. Yeah.
I heard it. It was like the breath laugh. Like
I actually can't stop this.
Yeah.
Shout out to probably a bot, another TV viewer on Twitch. The only one of us who is not on this episode in the Twitch chat.
Oh, I'm also not on. So, hey.
Neither. Yeah.
I just mean he's the only one in the Twitch chat that isn't one of us.
Gotcha.
Oh, right.
Anyway, that brings us to the time we ask Cody, what do you fuck with this week?
I am off of work this week.
Oh.
And I've gone to the Detroit
Zoo. Got a blast.
Already.
What?
I need to go to the Detroit Zoo.
We have a supporter membership, so we get to go as much as we'd like with 2 guests.
Ooh.
Oh, take me.
Yeah, so anytime anyone wants to go to the zoo, just reach out to Lori. You have her number because you don't have mine.
My wife.
Whatever. No.
Yeah, why do I have Lori?
She's in the background and she's laughing. But anyways, yeah, so I did that twice. Going up to Port Austin tomorrow, which is in the thumb of Michigan, and then going to a casino trip on Thursday.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, busy.
Gotta waste that money.
I've never gambled in my life. Well, I mean, I played Robin Hood. I know, sorry, Austin, cover your ears. Robin Hood for crypto. Not no other Austin, because I know everyone hates Robin Hood, but I just...
Yeah, fucked up.
I have a couple $100 in there, and I just am too lazy to take
it. I hear that you gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. Have you not heard the song? No one's heard the song?
I've heard it. I'm just letting you flounder.
Well, you know, like, the joke is going to be wasted on me. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, Cody doesn't know songs. Anyway...
Super excited. Pokemon Snap's coming out on Friday. Yeah. A game called Returnal's coming out. And I am renting both of them because I'm not going to spend all that money on a game.
That's honestly so smart.
15 hours so and never touch it.
Snap? Is it a Switch game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called New Pokemon Snap. And it's... It's by Bandai Namco, who is also behind Pokken Tournament. And Nintendo was so impressed with the innovations that they had done for Pokken Tournament, they gave them the IP to do the new Pokemon Snap as well.
That's really cool. I had no idea. It looks really good.
Now, you like that?
Are they going to make you pay for a demo like they did with the original Pokemon Snap on the 64?
They'd better not. That's one tribute to the past that I would rather forget about.
Because that's the thing that I struggle with. We bought what we thought was Pokemon Snap for pretty cheap when we like bought the 64. You got the demo, and then we went through like the first level, and it's like, unlock more levels, please go and purchase the full version of Pokemon Snap. And it's like,
the actual game, you idiot.
Wow, that was insane. I've never heard of that. Any demos I received, they were on discs on the back of like PlayStation Magazine, and you'd plug them into your PlayStation 2 and it'd have like demos there. I've never paid for a demo.
Yeah, it was like a local video game store. I'm sure they didn't realize that it was like they sold us the 64 and then we bought other games while we were there. But this one didn't have like the original sticker on it. It just said Pokemon Snap. So
wow,
we kind of. I mean, but a kid
you
going
still
to
have
store
it?
And buying might be at my dad's house
because maybe. I think that's probably a rare game because that's. I don't think the demo is meant for like the stations, like the N64 stations in stores. So what you had was probably worth some money. No, I mean, back in the day, it was worth trash, but...
Yeah, but it, like I said, it didn't have a sticker on it, so it's literally just like a plastic cartridge. So it's probably not... Maybe it didn't even come with a sticker because it's supposed to be a demo unit. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
sorry.
We got jipped.
As a punishment for all of this video game talk, I've come up with even more limericks. Just kidding.
Yes, those are my favorite.
No,
can we talk?
It's
more,
so hard to come up with limericks.
Limerick, and my heart just
he vomited a little.
Yeah, good. That'll teach you. Who else? What else? What are you doing this week?
What are you fucking with this week, Mark?
I say it last.
Oh, all right. I'm fucking with rock climbing.
Oh, weird.
New rock climbing gym just opened up next to my house. So
nice.
I'm getting real into
What's
that.
What's the address to it?
I'm not telling you, Mark. I would tell the rest of our viewership, but I'm not telling you, Mark.
Good. I'm not coming to rock climbing or your house ever.
All right. Well, that's your loss because I'm a wonderful host and a great cook. And also, my cats are adorable.
At the rock climbing gym? I don't think you're supposed to cook
at the rock climbing gym where I live now.
Yeah, surprise. It's his house.
He lives in the lofts above the rock climbing
There's
place.
Just a pile of rocks outside. Like anyway, cool. That's fun. Have you? How high have you climbed? Is that a thing?
I usually climb all the way up.
You usually just climb all the way up.
Not if you're
but I
scared.
Have I so I just my first rock climbing experience ever was last Friday, and then my second rock climbing experience ever was Sunday, and I can do like a 5.10 A.
I don't know what that means.
There's a whole scale. There's a whole scale.
Did you
it goes
fall?
From like yeah, I've fallen a couple times, but
oh,
like
no, that's
you're
terrifying.
Not I mean, you're not bouldering, but well, I mean, like they do have a bouldering course, so you can just straight up fall. But like most of the time, I do top rope or auto belay. So yeah, I'm either with a partner who's offsetting my weight.
This blows my mind that you've gone to 1/2 sessions and you are already a professional. Like you know everything there is to know about this.
I don't know everything.
Everything's going over my head right now. Auto belay, what I don't know.
You should climb to the top of the boulder.
Auto belay is like a machine that you like clip into in your normal rock climbing harness that like if you fall off, instead of like having some other person that's like trying to offset your weight, it has like this magnetized sort of reel that will trigger when there's like a sudden and sustained application of weight, so it will like slowly lower you to the ground instead of you just being in free fall.
That's where it's at. That's what I
you should climb to the top and then start knitting.
I would, but there's not like a ledge.
Climb up to the top, jump off on the auto one, and then knit on his way down.
Yeah, how quickly?
Yeah, that's the power knit. That's the power move.
Look, I did this whole sock.
Yeah, this is my climbing sock.
On my 32nd trip down.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get faster. That's your next challenge. Anyway, Iowa, young Austin, what have you doing this week?
Not a whole lot. We just got a new rug for the living room, so I might hang up a couple of pictures in there just to kind of fill it up some more. But other than that, yard work.
Gross.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Or
no, you can't take that. That's mine. So those are my chicky nuggies.
By tomorrow.
I hope that's not a cat.
There is a cat meowing, if you can hear that, but I'm talking to Steve.
Also,
don't take those.
He actually took the chicken nuggies.
Let's see those dank chicky nuggies.
Okay, so to be fair, they're not chicky nuggies. They are Southwest chicken, Southwest Detroit nachos.
Oh, not Southwest. Which are,
I know, it's really weird, but they're not even nachos because they're on waffle fries. Honestly, waffle fries are a great choice to like throw heap loads of toppings on because they are structurally sound.
Cool.
True.
Speaking of structurally sound, a new wall is being built here. The folks who built this area that I'm podcasting in now did a bad job, what we in the industry call a bad job. And so now we are rebuilding that.
What do people outside the industry call it?
They don't know about it, so I'm not sure.
Home improvement.
Yeah, I was going to say, was this something you discovered?
They probably call it DIY.
Like, what happened? What
so there's a, as there are in homes, a stack for, you know, the water to come down and go to the sewage. Mm-hmm. And they decided, I guess we'll just, this whole, like, 3-foot space, we'll just make this one really long closet that you can only get into part of. And then on the other side, in the basement, we'll put like this weird old wooden, like mid-century old wooden entertainment center. And on the opposite side of that, on the exterior wall, we're going to frame in a window complete with shades that you can pull up and down that because it's a basement, you can't see anything. It's just a wall on the other side of that. So they had some specific ideas that were bad ideas about how they would build out this room down here and all of this space. So anyway, they did a bad job. A good job is being done. I'm not doing very much of it, but it is being done.
Who's doing it? The new
Quintron.
Oh, look at that. I didn't know he was that.
He's handy.
Yeah, that
yeah, it's going to take 3 years probably, but anyway, at some point, I only say that.
It's going to take 3 years.
I only say that because he's nearby.
Oh, gosh.
So that's what's happening. Oh, did I already say? I probably did. I was dying for like 3 days after I had my second COVID vaccine, so that's fun. I am no longer on death's doorstep. And nice. I'm nearly fully vaccinated. I have another week, and then I'm good.
Get it.
Hell yeah.
Nice. And now you cannot wear masks outside, according to the CDC.
Yeah, which I was already not doing because I don't go near people.
The Detroit Zoo requires you to wear masks the entire time.
That's fine.
So
is the Detroit Zoo outside?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess they get busy, though. It's Detroit.
They also limit capacity to like 20%, but they heavily enforce it. Like, if you don't want to wear your mask
on
your nose,
that makes me feel safe.
They kick you out, so...
You know what, though? It's probably good for that, though, because, like, imagine people giving animals COVID and then...
Oh, good point.
Like, blows
up. Cats can get COVID. Dogs cannot get COVID. Yeah, but cats can get COVID.
They do. They heavily enforce the masks. They do not tell you that. They just let all the lions roam around free, so good luck. Hope you don't get eaten.
Surprise! No, it's the peacocks are all free. I'm sure you've been there. The peacock. There's, like... 36 peacocks and they will attack you.
It's awesome. I love that. Give me a little bit of thrill.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I would be more afraid of geese. Geese are gross and disgusting and the worst. So, anyway.
Give me some parrots or like parakeets that are just flying around. I'd be okay with that.
Mm-mm. No, we went through the like bird cage thing today, and
ooh,
they
were
Nathan
just flying
Lane
right
movie? By us and almost hit us. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is it called, like a birditorium.
Nathan Lane and Robin Williams.
An aviary.
An aviary.
Yeah, it's that movie with Nathan Lane and Robin Williams. Yep.
Birdcage, that's a good one.
Hey, Cody knew a reference.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just know the movie Birds. So.
Oh, the Birds.
Oh my gosh, that's
a different, a very different movie, but also good.
It is.
Did you just say good?
Yeah, the Birds.
It's okay.
Oh my Hitchcock. Gosh. That's like, isn't that like 1950s or 60s?
Earlier, probably.
Just because it's an old movie doesn't mean it's bad.
Oh, I watched it as a child, though, and it was horrible.
There 1963, so you were correct.
Movies like that's, yeah.
I don't know. I can't, the horror effect doesn't rub off on me on those older ones. Also, I watched Mortal Kombat, and I listened to all of Drunken Arcanauts.
Hey, well, all of them?
No, once we get off this podcast, I need help because your Patreon's not working.
What do you mean?
I don't know where to get to the hidden unpublished videos.
Oh, you just do it on Patreon. They're all posted there.
So I'm on?
Okay, well, we'll stop streaming and then I'll help Cody.
Never mind, I found it.
Oh. Yeah, they're just all on
the
stream.
I had to scroll a little further. because I was like, it says episode 9 and then episode 8 or part 8.
How bright can this get? Ooh, very bright.
Yeah, this is exciting. I got a lot to catch up on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin, in all seriousness, Michigan Austin. I mean, Iowa Austin, you're welcome to join at the Detroit Zoo as well, but just text Lori and she can coordinate that.
My wife!
She's going to coordinate travel arrangements.
That I will... Not
she's much better at following up
to Detroit.
The Detroit Zoo is not worth traveling to Detroit for,
and it's not in Detroit.
No, it's in Royal Oak.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hate that
25-minute drive north.
Yeah,
as
the Detroit.
Yeah, that's like saying Niagara Falls is in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's like there's a taco place in Royal Oak called Detroit Taco Company. You're near Detroit, but like 20 minutes away. Don't call
you're Detroit adjacent for sure.
Yep.
So many places do that.
Oh, Fish Weasel just showed up. Like, sad.
Oh,
sad for him. Or them.
I think the only
sad if true
pet or
sad if true
animal enclosure that I'd travel to, besides what we went to, would probably be the Atlanta Aquarium. That one's supposed to be like the biggest, and that's the only one I have any focus to go see. Hmm. Once I see that, I'm good.
Forever.
Yep, I don't need to go anywhere else.
You've been listening to Help Desk Nightmares on the Halfway Network. Help Desk Nightmares is created by Mark E., Cody T., with Dave G. It is edited by Mark E. It is produced by Mark E. If you like the show, and for others like it, check out halfwaynetwork.com. Leave us a review on iTunes so other people can find us. Follow us on Instagram at Help Desk Nightmares. Or visit www.helpdesknightmares.com.